You're listening to the Texas Standard.
There's another more obscure electricity entity we haven't heard much about in all this, though they used to be tasked with monitoring the reliability of the state's power grid. Used to be. Jay Root's been writing about them for the Houston Chronicle. Welcome back, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this group, the Texas Reliability Entity, TRE. Who are they? I don't think I've heard of that particular entity. And what were they supposed to do?
Well, I hadn't heard of them either until this calamity happened. They are a nonprofit organization. You know, every time there's a major calamity, and unfortunately, we are living through too many of them these days. But when it happens, we always look back at what was happening right beforehand. In this case, the decision by Governor Greg Abbott's appointees on the PUC, the Public Utility Commission, was to fire Texas Reliability Entity. And basically what they were the independent auditors. They fired the auditors that were auditing and ensuring compliance of reliability standards. And they did it about 3 months right before this massive winter storm hit. To me, it sort of neatly captures the light-handed regulation that we have in Texas. Which is kind of the way we like it, you know, until we don't, right? Which is sort of where we are now. You know, this didn't cause the blackout, but it just shows you that one more regulatory layer, the independent oversight layer, got stripped away in the weeks and months before this happened. Interestingly enough, on Friday, the day before, before the weekend that this hit, you know, it basically came in on a Sunday night, early in the wee hours of Monday morning a week ago.
Right.
And on that Friday, they voted to take it in-house, to take the function in-house.
Let me stop you right there, because it's clear, you point this out in the article, this canceled contract didn't cause the grid failure. Why was their contract, though, canceled in the first place, if these are the auditors who presumably would be looking to make sure that energy companies followed state protocols like weatherization guidelines, right?
Correct. They weren't happy with them. Several years ago, ERCOT used to do this. They decided that ERCOT couldn't do it any longer because ERCOT shouldn't be auditing its own compliance.
Right.
And so they said, you know, we got to have something. We got to take this to. We got to have some kind of independent monitor to oversee this compliance and enforcement for us. And so they reached out to this group, which is it does this same function for the federal government, basically, to make it even more complicated. But they decided they didn't like the way they were spending money. Texas RE Reliability Entity wanted a 25% increase in its contract. It was $5.3 million. And that was sort of the way the discussion went. And they felt like their own guidelines called for them to have more oversight, that the PUC commissioners, Governor Greg Abbott's public utility commissioners, had this long discussion about, are they really even independent if we can't oversee their budget better than this? And so that was what the discussion was about. And they decided, we don't have enough on this. Let's get rid of them.
I presume you reached out to the governor's office. What'd they have to say about this?
They took a pass on, I did reach out to the governor's office and I did not hear back on in terms of getting a comment from them.
Something tells me, though, we'll be hearing more about this contract and what exactly happened here at the PUC meeting later this week. And Jay Root will no doubt be on top of that. He's an investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Jay, thanks again.
Thank you, sir.